Mesechta Midot Dalet Mishnah Gimel Chamisha Sharim Hayu LaHarabayit. There were five gates to the Harabayit, the Temple Mount, on which the Beit HaMikdash was built. There was a wall around the Harabayit, and there were five gates in that wall. Shnei Shari Chulda Min HaDorim. Two of the gates were called Chulda. They were named after Chulda Hanavi, and they were in the south part of the Harabayit, Mishash and Knitza V'Yitzir. They served people wanted to come in and out of the Harabayit from the south. Kipanis Min HaMar. There was a gate called Kipanis on the western side of the Harabayit, Mishamish Knitza V'Yitzir. That gate also serviced people that wanted to come in and out from the western side of the Harabayit. Teddy Min HaTzafon Lo Hayah Mishamish Klum. There was a gate called Teddy in the northern part of the Harabayit, and that gate had no purpose. It was not used for coming in and out of the Harabayit. Shar HaMizrachi Alo Shushan HaBiro Tzura. There was an eastern gate also, and on top of that eastern gate, Shushan HaBiro was sketched into the wall. Shushan, the capital of Prath. The second base of Bezos was built with the Rishus of the Malchei Prath, and they ordered that Shushan HaBiro should be sketched in on top of the Shari Harabayit in order to remind Klal Yisrael that the Malchei Prath were in charge. Shabot Kohen Gadol Aseret HaZapara V'Parah V'Chomet Adeh Yotzim Lahara Mishkos. Through that eastern gate of the Harabayit, the Kohen Gadol who burnt the Parah Aduma, and the Parah Aduma itself with all the corners that helped the Kohen Gadol, they would go out through that gate to the Har Mishkos, to Har HaZeitim, as the Parah Aduma was burnt on Har HaZeitim, which was to the east of the Harabayit, and therefore they would go through the eastern gate in order to get out to the Har HaZeitim. Second Midot Perek Aleph Mishnah Dal Shiva Sharim Hayu BeAzara. There were seven gates to the Azara. Shlosha BeTzafon, Shlosha BeDaron, VeEchad BeMizra. Three to the north, three to the south, and one to the east. Now, even though we saw in the first mission that there were five gates to the Azara, the mission said that the Levian guarded by the five gates to the Azara. This Tana argues with that Tana and holds that there were seven gates to the Azara. But this Tana does agree that the Levian only guarded by five of those gates, not by all seven. Shebedaron. What were the three gates in the south? Shar HaDelek. The first gate was called Shar HaDelek, and through that gate they brought the Eitan to be put on the Mizbeach. Sheni Lo Shar HaBechoros. The second gate to the south was called Shar HaBechoros, and the Korban Bechoros were brought through that gate. As Bechoros were Kachim Kalim and could be shechted also in the south of the Azara, as opposed to Kachim Kalim that could be shechted only in the north. Shlishi Lo Shar HaMayim. The third gate in the south was called Shar HaMayim, and through that gate they brought the Mayim on Sukkot that was poured on the Mizbeach. Sheb Mizrach Shar Nekenim. The gate in the east was called Shar Nekenim. Ustei Lishkos Hayulo Achas Miyamino Va'achas Mismol. There were two Lishkos, two rooms next to the eastern gate. One to the right and one to the left. Achas Lishkos Pinchas Hamalbish. One Lishkos was called Pinchas Hamalbish, as over there they would dress and undress the Kohanim from the big day Kahuna. Ba'achav lishkat osei chavisim, and one lishka was for the osei chavisim, those that were involved in making the chavisim, the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought every day, six challahs in the morning and six challahs in the evening.